This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have some pretty good news to report.
I don't know if I've ever done this before, but I got to give an attaboy to the people of Boston. Yeah.
Sounds like we had the sound up in here as they're doing the O Canada and the national anthem right now.
Yeah.
At the hockey game, and they started to boo it.
And it really didn't catch
but
on.
But it did not, yeah.
No.
And by the end of it, I don't think there were any boos for O Canada.
No, that was freaking awesome. And now they're playing the USA anthem, and we can't hear. We turned it down. Bucks rolling. I'm assuming this is going to be electric, and people are going to lose it, which is what you should do. But we don't, I can't say this enough. I am proud of the hockey fans in Boston.
Now,
that is awesome.
Okay. I don't want to make excuses.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, this is probably a pretty pricey ticket.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I'm guessing this is not drunk Celtics bro here.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably a higher end.
I'm sure that's a tough ticket to
get into. It's a little bit more like a Super Bowl type of...
And there are a lot of Canadian jerseys in the crowd.
And there's a lot of Canadians there, but I just, you know, maybe this isn't the best representation of a Boston sports guy.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's in Boston.
You're right.
So I don't know.
But credit nonetheless.
Yeah, you're right.
I really thought that was going to get ugly, especially when they booed Gretzky when he came out. But they booed Gretzky louder than they booed the anthem.
And By a lot.
And I would like to think that as it started and people booed, there were enough people probably turning to the idiot next to him and, you know, maybe even doing, what the hell are you doing, man? Cheer for your anthem. You don't need to boo the other one. I think of the Sam Weiss, right? Remember when he was like, you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati. Don't do that.
By the way, we have a hotter singer.
Yeah, I like what she had going on. Plus the lady that sang Old Canada,
it wasn't very good.
Kind of iffy.
She sucked.
Yeah.
Because Old Canada is a great
song. Do you have that, Buck?
Not yet. We're still rolling on it from the end of the American anthem.
Are we getting some good buzz here for the national anthem? I can't tell.
Well, let's he'll play it
first. We're finding out as we speak. Yeah, so
if you want to stick around to our radio program, we are going to play both O Canada and the national anthem, and you can decide for yourself how it went.
Someone on the YouTube chat, this is genius. The plan was that the singer was going to be awful, so we didn't need to boo O Canada. She just butchered the song, and we let her do the booing.
She owned herself.
She owned herself,
Canada.
She booed herself.
By the way, can I say that Sidney Crosby...
He's doing a Benjamin Button thing. He's aging
yes,
in reverse.
He looks younger than when he came into the league.
He's like 37.
What the hell?
I know. Because if you look at Alexander Ovechkin and they're like a year apart.
He's old.
They came in. Ovechkin looks like he's 70.
Yeah.
And Crosby looks like he's 12.
Well, Ovechkin's always looked like kind of like a chain smoking party animal.
He is.
But
he's known for having a good time in the offseason.
Cros is like, my God, he looks 18. What is he doing?
I think he does the whole LeBron James spend $1 million and take care of your body thing. Whereas Ovechkin... he just goes back home and drinks a lot of vodka and gets fat in the off season and then works his way into shape during the season.
What is the longest a hockey player has ever played? Like number
Gordie
of
Howe.
Seasons.
Gordie Howe played professionally for like almost 30 years. I think he played well into his 50s. So that would be Crosby and Ovechkin are getting... And Crosby still plays at both do at a really high level, but, man, you start getting to 40. Like, Yeah, you just, your best days are behind you. I mean, LeBron's still out there. I mean, what LeBron's doing is amazing. Kareem played that long, but he wasn't LeBron good.
Look at that death stare from Kroz.
He still, at 37, can't grow any sort of facial hair, so.
Little bitch.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, Gordie Howe played professional hockey for 32 years. 1946 to 1980.
Wow.
Yeah, and played with two of his kids, one of which went on and was a Hall of Famer.
You said 19 what?
1946 to 1980.
Wow.
Gordie Howe.
32 years.
25 for the Red Wings, and he played for the Hartford Whalers after the WHL folded. 23-time NHA All-Star.
He was overrated. I'm going to do a diatribe on that later.
Yeah, he told me to go F myself.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Yeah, he wasn't a friendly guy.
All right, well, what are we going to do with spring games? Are we okay that spring games are going away?
You know.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Is there something cooler we could do?
Well, I think what teams are doing now, and Oregon does a little bit of this, you just need to, like, Oregon is embraced, they just make it a fan celebration, right? There's a concert. Who is it, Matt Kearney, that performed last year?
Yeah, and it's like, and they also do, like, a military appreciation. Yeah,
they do a baseball game.
Usually. Yeah, they always couple it with a baseball game now.
And they do a big duck surplus sale, so you can go down there and buy all the fans get a chance to buy actual, the team-issue gear that they don't use anymore.
It's almost like an Oregon Athletics Carnival Day.
Yeah, and I think that's more along the lines of what you do. It's like the Pro Bowl, right? Like, no one wants to go to the Pro Bowl anymore. The game's dumb. It's pointless. And so you just kind of change it. You make it a celebration. I think more teams will end up doing that and maybe still having some sort of scrimmage around it, like what Oregon does. But when I was there, we actually had a game. Like, fans came and, like, we played a game. We divided into two squads. And
I have thought that they would start to have, like, games against other schools.
Yeah, you could do that. Well,
I mean, why beat up your own team?
Well, the NHL. I got hockey on my mind. The NFL now kind of does this. When you go into training camp, you get one or two teams now, and you go to their facility, and you just have inner squad things. Oh. That wouldn't shock me if, Oregon and Oregon State got together and had joint practices in the spring.
I would imagine that's helpful for the team.
It's way better.
To go against.
In the NFL now, they're saying that those actually mean way more than the preseason games.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get more work done. It's a controlled environment because, like, when you're in those sorts of situations, you really want to have situational. Like, it's hard for me to evaluate a game when it's not really a game.
When the things you want to practice don't even occur, so you can't practice them.
Yes, whereas if I have an inner squad thing, what we can do is, like, hey, we're having a blitz pickup period where I'm going to have my offense, your defense, and we just know this is blitz. We're going to do an inside run.
The head coaches agree on like how we're going to do this? So I need to work on this. You need to work on that. So 100%. Let's do, That makes way more sense.
We're going to have red zone. It's all situational.
Ooh,
ball.
Fight.
Nah, we just got a little pushing and shoving. It's a little face wash. And the Kachucks, that's just what they do.
The Kachucks.
They're instigators, if you will. And if you want to talk about someone that looks like, you mentioned Terrell Suggs looking like Sloth from Goonies.
Yeah.
You need to look up Brady Kachuk.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just throat punch that guy. God.
I told you, I think the U.S. is going to try to drag him into this sort of game, and I don't think Canada's going to take the
bait. That's not the game they want to play.
No.
Over under on fights?
I took zero.
Yeah, it's a half.
Yeah. I do not think that there will be a fight.
All right, well, RIP spring games, although Oregon's still going to have one, but I would imagine.
Someone said Oregon State used to do alumni versus the current
players. Oh, sweet.
What?
Now, is that alumni game you'd go back for, Sook?
Oh, my God.
Kansas did that because was it Kansas? I don't know. There's a clip floating around of an old dude, like 90-year-old dude carrying the rock.
Really?
Into the end zone.
Yeah.
And there's real players out there, but they're obviously letting him.
Sure.
I mean, they're not trying to take him down or anything. So, probably could catch him, but.
Someone blows up some old man. He dies on the field.
But yeah, I love that idea. You'd go play, wouldn't you?
BYU does they do an alumni for the spring. They do a flag football game where they invite all the players back. But as an old lineman, one, I would never do that.
What if the alumni won?
then you're like,
oh my God, this team sucks.
They do none of the current players play it. It's just a flag football game between the alumni, which I would not go back for. And plus, as an old lineman, what the hell am I going to do at a flag football game?
Well, block.
Stand there and pass block.
That's not...
Do your job.
There's no blocking. It's a flag.
There is. There's blocking in flag football.
There's blocking.
There is not.
Yes, there is.
There is no blocking.
Yes,
there
are
linemen. You have a center and a couple linemen.
No,
you
do
a pass protect.
Yes, you do.
Because you can rush the quarterback. You're thinking like 7-on-7. They have a timer, but there's pass rushers in flag football.
There is no linemen in flag football.
In middle school, when I played, there was.
I think there is.
Well, either way, I'm not going back to an alumni game. And I can't think of anything that would be a worse idea than having alumni play with pads on. In fact, I remember, who was the singer that just did the boot in your ass guy? Toby Keith. He
rest in peace.
I guess he, back in the day, this must have been a thing, because I saw a thing on him once, and he broke his leg. He went back and played in an Oklahoma alumni game, like with pads and everything, and he broke his leg.
Damn it, well, Sook's right. There are no linemen in flag.
That's
football.
Not what this says. NFL flag says all players who rush the passer must be a minimum of 7 yards from the line.
There
of
are rushers, but there are not offensive linemen no to block line. Them.
Wait, so they just get a free rush?
You have to do
do like a seven alligator thing,
or you have to back up from a certain point.
Get out of here with that.
Just the idea of putting on, if you ever watched like those weird semi-pro teams that like play around here, like, oh, what are you doing? Like old men, like wearing pads, like we're going out and going to war. No, no, we're not. I can't think of anything more terrible. Like if Portland State invited me to come play for the spring game, suit me up, Barney Ball. I got some eligibility left. My 47-year-old ass.
I'd play, but I'm designated quarterback.
I would. You're going to get hit.
Flag?
Oh, flag.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like an actual real... Yeah, flags!
No, I think flag.
Yeah. Blow out
Sling
your
that rock.
Blow out your hammy.
All right. Coming up next... Oh, we've got tournament expansion. NCAA tournament's going to expand.
Speaking of things that no one wants or needs.
You know, there is one argument for it.
There is?
Yeah. And it's not... I mean, it's not a bad argument for it. Mm. And I will tell you what that is when we come back. Okay?
All right.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right. How are we doing? USA winning?
0-0 right now.
It's what?
0-0.
Really? I thought we'd be up 3 by now.
Not quite.
And then Buck's got the audio. We're going to... If you haven't heard O Canada, their national anthem out there tonight, if you weren't watching it live, we're going to play it for you.
Yeah.
And then you can decide.
Kudos to you, Boston fan.
How the Boston fans did.
Boston represented us well.
That'll be next. Here's Buck.